Hey guys, what's up, and welcome back to another caffeinated chat with yours truly. Today we're going to be doing an espresso brew, and I'm really excited because it's a motivational one with New Year's Eve being just around the corner. Which, how the heck are we already here at the end of 2020? I mean, I think nobody's complaining moving into a new year, but I feel like this year literally just, who even knows what happened to this year? We've all just been in this vortex, but I figured it'd be fun to talk about something a little motivating and perhaps just inspiring moving into the new year and with the holiday season. But as per usual, before we jump in, I'm going to leave you guys with a quote. This one is super on point for today's chat, with the quote being, "Life begins where fear ends." Osho Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. What's up, and welcome back to another coffee talk. Today, I am so excited to be coming to you from my house. I've officially rooted. I officially have a home, which feels nice after 4 months of floating. I have never needed this more in my life, and for the last 48 hours, I've pretty much just been nesting and unpacking and trying to get everything kind of situated. This corner is really the only corner that is suitable enough for me to film in front of right now, but eventually I plan on filming or recording coffee talks in the other bedroom that is a hot mess. It doesn't matter, because besides that point, it is also really close to not only Christmas, but we're also really close to the new year. So I figured today we should have a chat, a motivational chat, an espresso chat, if you will, about. Excuse that. We're gonna be having an espresso chat about how to dream big without fear. And I wanna talk about this for a few reasons. One mainly being that I think it's important for anyone listening to dream big without letting fear get in the way, because I feel like, especially if this year has taught us anything, it's that life is short and that we need to just, you know, care about the big things, care about the important things, and live our lives to the fullest capacity of who we are. And I really do think that when you dig down within yourself and you're honest with yourself about the things you want in life and, you know, what kind of idea of life really lights you up, or even if it's just small tweaks to the way you're already living your life now, I think that living that way is authentic. And when you live authentically, you are showing up in the world as your best, brightest self. Your cup overflows, so then you're able to give to other people. And I know that dreaming big, just from experience, can be difficult when you have a fear-based brain or you're looking at it from a fear-based perspective. And I also think that it is very common in today's world and in society, and especially if you spend time online, to even unknowingly kind of download a lot of fear and maybe look at life or look at your dreams or look at a lot of things around you through the perspective of fear, even if you don't mean to. And we're gonna break down all of those things today in order to really manifest and bring forth the goals and the ways that we want to live our lives moving into 2021 and peacefully leave the very rough, but what's a good way to put it? How can we label 2020? Rough, but grounding. I feel like it just like wrecked everybody in some way, one way or another. I feel like it taught me a lot. I can't speak for everybody, but I'm going to go as far as saying, even if there's some really hard stuff you went through in 2020, that you're either a stronger person, you're more knowledgeable, you learned a lot, you might be wiser, more mature, and maybe you're just ready to jump into 2020. And if so, then this chat's for you. So I started today's coffee talk, if you listened to the audio version or if you're listening to the audio version, with the quote, "Life begins where fear ends." And I did that intentionally because I really do feel like fear is one of the greatest thieves of life. Have you ever had incredible moments, like life-changing moments in your life, that you didn't feel like you were fully there, like you were fully intentionally, purposely there because your brain or a part of your mind was confiscated by fear? I can give you an example. I began today's chat telling you guys that I'm officially in my new house, which is exciting. But let me tell you, so much of that process was robbed of fear or by fear. And I tried my best to be aware of it, but I also felt like I kind of had to just lean into it and let it happen, because I also think the resistance of fear can sometimes make it stronger, which we're going to talk about today. But I really feel like when you allow yourself to break free of the chains of fear, release your inhibitions, or just unpack your nervousness, you're able to be more rooted in the now, more rooted in the present moment. And then when things are happening in the present moment, even if big things aren't happening, I'm talking your morning coffee or sharing a moment with someone that's important to you, or just having your day-to-day life go on without fear, it's where life begins. It's where life really starts to bloom and blossom. So I'm gonna kind of weave a personal thread throughout today's chat, if you will, just to give some examples or some personal experience, and also, yeah, just to make it a little bit more interesting while you sip your warm beverage. So I feel like I have two good examples, or big examples, in my life of dreaming without fear and dreaming with fear. One of them being the fact that I'm sitting here and you're listening to me right now, which, thank you, by the way. I won't say that I went through everything or every year or every milestone or building block of my job without fear, but the biggest component to me becoming a podcaster, writer, YouTuber, content creator, whatever you want to call it, moving into 2021 more of a community creator, I believe the biggest component of all of that was not letting fear get in my way. I originally started this job, or started getting interested in YouTube in particular, in high school, and I got made fun of pretty bad. And, you know, even though that happened, I at the time deleted everything, I still kept on coming back to it because I knew deep down in my core that I didn't care what people thought. I just wanted to do what I loved. And because of that, I truly believe that's what that root is, what got me to where I am today. The other example is, like I mentioned, buying this house. Now, this fruition of a dream was very different because I went through the entire process of nailing this house with so much fear. I was literally, like, my skin was rashing, my hair was falling out in clumps. I just felt so just nervous about everything, and I just felt like I couldn't breathe until the process was over and said and done with, and that took weeks. So yeah, and I mean, that goes to say, one, first and foremost, just because you do feel fear doesn't mean that your dream can't happen, because both of those examples, I did feel moments of fear or a giant amount of fear, and both of those things still happened for me. But kind of pulling it back to what we were talking about earlier, when you dream without fear, you're able to enjoy the process more. Like, I wish I remembered to really just absorb or take pictures or little videos of, like, seeing my house for the first time or just doing little things. Even moving in, I was so stressed the day of, and it had been like 3 nights without any sleep and everything was just happening. I was just so, you know, when you're so irritable that you're like kind of cranky, I felt like that all day. And I kept on trying to have to root myself and just take a deep breath and be like, you are moving in to your house. Like, enjoy this. You're meant to enjoy this. And that's like life. Life itself is meant to be enjoyed. And when we live our lives through fear and allow ourselves to kind of nestle into that worry and anxiety, then it really does rob us. And I'm not talking about an anxiety disorder, because I understand that that is not something you can just, like, think your way out of. I'm just talking more so the day-to-day holding yourself back in order to keep yourself safe, or, you know, layering yourself with fear because you're so afraid, or you don't trust the universe to give you what is already yours, or what you're working towards, or you don't trust maybe other people, or maybe you don't trust yourself or your ability to acquire or to achieve what it is that you're trying to dream about. So I can tell you there were two different types of fear that I felt, and there's actually only really two different types of fear that you do feel throughout your life. All fear breaks down into these two things. It's a daily brew that I did a long time ago, May 2019. So if you know it, then you're already going to know this. But if you don't, this is a really good thing to keep in your back pocket. The only two types of fear are, one, the fear of failure, and two, the fear of not being able to handle it. And both of those fears manifest in multitudes of ways, but I can tell you my two for those two examples that might just help you kind of maybe frame where your fear is. The first being YouTube. YouTube felt like a fear of not being able to handle it. It still feels like that to me sometimes, because I get so overwhelmed. Like, I feel like I'm an ideas person, but there's only me pulling all of these ideas into reality, which I hope to change in 2021 with building a team, but like a small team. But I felt like I was always constantly afraid I wasn't gonna be able to handle all of it. Like, as soon as my YouTube career really started to take off, I feel like I kind of held myself back and self-sabotaged in some ways, and, you know, was super inconsistent at times with my career because I was so afraid of the overwhelm of not being able to handle everything happening. And even at the peak of my original first round of, I would say, success with YouTube, and I was with a network and I was traveling a lot and I was meeting a lot of like big people, I really held myself back because I was too afraid that I wasn't gonna be able to handle it. That I honestly genuinely enjoyed the comfort of, you know, people would be like, oh, like, can I find your YouTube? And they would look me up and they'd be like, what? Like, how do you have that many subscribers? I've never heard of you. And I loved that. I loved hearing that because I loved flying under the radar because it felt safe to me. The other fear with this house was the fear of failure. So when I was thinking about or dreaming about getting this house, I was so afraid I was gonna fail. I was so afraid that literally, I was telling a friend this, that I kept waiting for someone to jump out of the bushes and be like, phony, like, you're not allowed to have this house. Like, you're like, no, you're not allowed to adult this hard. And I kept on waiting for it all to fall apart and for it to just, and it almost did like twice. So I literally, my armpits just got sweaty even just thinking about it. Like, I feel like that was just too recent for me to even bring forth. But that was another fear that boiled down to just feeling like a failure, feeling like I wasn't allowed or like didn't give myself the credit of earning and working towards something like this. So the thing is, a lot of the things that we fear, a lot of the things that we worry about, a lot of the things that we're scared of aren't actually happening and likely won't happen. It's just an illusion, but it's an illusion that feels so real because fear isn't just in our heads. The minute we feel fear in our heads or in our bodies, it starts to kind of take over everything else. You know, like I just said, my armpits just got sweaty even thinking about fear that I'm not even facing anymore. And that's because our bodies are so intelligent, but they don't necessarily know the difference between when we're actually in fear and when we're not. And if you suffer from any kind of insecurity or feeling not confident about yourself, or if you've ever had any trust issues with the world, or maybe trust issues with the universe and like the laws of, you know, the universe and like who gets what and where, then it can be really hard to dream without fear. Because every time you go to think of something or go to allow your mind to wander into the types of things you'd like to bring forward to you or to attract towards your life and yourself, you're gonna be met with all of these roadblocks of distrust, of insecurity, of fear, of past experiences that have maybe trained you to believe these things or trained you to feel and behave these ways. And so it becomes a little difficult, especially I think the more setbacks you've had, the more times you've tried to dream, or maybe the more times you've been a little let down by yourself, others, or the world, to build up the courage to dream big. It's courageous to believe in yourself. It's courageous to dream big, to shoot for the moon, to go for it, to want to live and take up as much space and energy as you wish to, and not in a way that's like consuming and pulling from other resources, but creating it from and within yourself. And that's why I really wanted to talk about this today, because I genuinely believe in everybody's ability to work with themselves and work with their energy and work what's been gifted and given to us from birth. Like, this doesn't require you to go out into the world. Yes, you're gonna eventually need resources or materials or whatever when you're attracting things towards you. But I really do think it kind of all boils down to the courage you have within yourself to know that life comes with pros and cons. It comes with peaks and valleys. It comes with highs and lows, but to dream big and go for it anyway. So we wouldn't be having a coffee talk if we didn't throw in some how-to tips, especially for an espresso brew. So if you're looking for some journal prompts to start thinking about your goals for 2020, to source the fear that might be stopping you, and to just really plant some good seeds for the new year, then stick around. I'm just gonna leave you guys with a message from a few of the sponsors that brought you guys today's episode. So whether you want to pull out your phone or your journal and maybe write these questions down, and then after today's brew or whenever you have time to really sit with these questions and nurture them, feed into them, really see what comes up for you, this is, I think, a really good way to not only plan your goals for 2021, but to source and weed out the fear before you even begin. So I mean, first and foremost is, what is your dream? And this is clearly the funnest part of the question, because this is where you really get to daydream and think big. Now, I can't plan anything without a brainstorm, so I always start there, just taking a piece of paper and throwing a bunch of stuff on it without any type of organization, and then from there you can kind of hack away and categorize it, you know? So you might be looking for a specific dream in your career. Maybe you're looking for an overall life change. Maybe you're just looking for one or two things to shift in your life, or like a new habit you'd like to see. So it's really going to be unique to you as you are writing this down. But the idea is to come up with what your dream would look like in full fruition. And you are allowed to dream as big as possible. And that's kind of the trick here, because you're gonna catch the fear the minute you start to hit that threshold of, okay, I'm getting into the scary territory because I'm starting to feel like this is too much. That's when you know you've hit your fear, you've hit your limit that you've put on yourself, and this is where we're gonna push past. You might catch yourself either thinking, okay, I need to pull back now, or okay, I need to limit myself, I'm asking for too much, or is there something that I'm doing, or am I getting in my own way right now? The most important thing when you notice this and feel this is to be able to call it out for what it is. So name the fear. So a good example would be for the house. I was dreaming about this house, manifesting this house, writing down, I literally wrote a list of all the things I wanted, and this house had so many of those things. So when I walked through it the first time and I was like, okay, this guy wants to close this house in the next like 3 weeks. Am I going to be able to make that happen? And I sat down and I was like, okay, maybe this house just isn't for me. And I started to feel that fear trickle in. I had to really stop, root, and be like, where is this coming from? What am I so scared of? And things started coming up. The first being, I think I'm afraid to live alone. I think I'm afraid because I've been so used to having people living above and on either side, and sometimes even below me, to have all of this space to myself. Like, I felt like I was a little afraid to unpack and to take up that much space. The second one being literally that I was afraid that I wasn't allowed to have it, you know? Like, I just felt, and this is deeply rooted in my childhood, so we don't need to go there, but it was like, I felt like I wasn't allowed to acquire something like this and then to be happy and to feel safe and at home and rooted in somewhere that I loved and that was so unique and was so unlike anything I'd ever seen before. To take my own route, I guess, in a way, to take my own path, I felt like I wasn't allowed to do that. And as I started to really kind of tease away at that fear, more and more reasons came out, and they're not important, so I won't list them, but you'll notice when you start to catch yourself limiting or capping your dreams that if you ask, okay, what's stopping me? Why am I stopping here? Why can't I go bigger? Why can't I think more or dream more? You're gonna start coming up with reasons, and write them down, because it's super important to call them out for what they are. You don't have to say them out loud, although sometimes I do think it helps, but even just writing them down, you'll start to see how ridiculous they are, or like I said, how deeply rooted they might be into things like your childhood or past experiences that taught you to believe certain things that aren't necessarily true about, again, you, other people, or life itself. The third thing to do, writing out loud, however you're doing this like prompt or kind of questionnaire for planning your dreams, is, can you flip the fear on its head? So I'll use that same example of feeling like I'm not allowed to be happy, I'm not allowed to feel safe at home, rooted, I'm not allowed to, you know, get something that I love so much, I'm not allowed that. I had to flip it on its head by saying I am allowed. Like, I had to give myself permission to be happy, give myself the permission to go for it. I had to give myself the permission to be at home within myself. On top of that, I had to give myself permission to think, like, this is becoming like a therapy session. I apologize. I had to give myself permission to take credit for how hard I've worked, to understand that I am capable, to, you know, just flipping the fear on its head and giving yourself the permission to have what you want, giving yourself the permission to dream what you dream. And this can be really hard, especially if you come from an upbringing where permission like that wasn't granted to you often, if ever. If you came from an initial caregiver, perhaps, or maybe a teacher, or maybe you grew up close to friends that made you feel this way, but that you had to stay small, that you were not allowed to dream big or take up or be successful. The other being if you had experiences perhaps in your past or childhood or whatever, where you felt like you weren't able to handle those things, like you weren't able to take on so much, and that fear stopped you, and that fear stopping you and keeping you safe felt good at that time. So perhaps stopping yourself and keeping yourself safe now also feels good in a way, because if you don't actually go for it, then you can never fail, which means you can always say you could have if you had tried. So you see, it's kind of like that tricky catch 22, where if you don't try, then you can always say, well, had I tried, I could have. But then you'll also spend your whole life thinking, well, had I tried, could I have? So flip it on its head. Give yourself the permission. Give yourself whatever you need that is the opposite of this fear. And then, last but not least, I think this is one of the most important things to do when dreaming or planning or setting any kind of goal, and it's to ask yourself, why does this matter to me? I have this fear with having an online presence, with coming across as like materialistic, and I truly don't believe I am a materialistic person, because I know myself inside and out. But at the same time, that became a fear of mine with this house too, where I knew I wanted something like this. I knew I wanted exactly this, but I had to ask myself, like, why doesn't this house matter to me so much? Why does this place and this home matter so much? And it had nothing to do with the material aspect of the house itself. It was because I could sense in the deepest part of my bones that rooting here would allow me to, like I said, towards the beginning of this episode, fill up my cup and overflow, so I could start overflowing back out into the world again and stop feeling like I'm giving from an empty cup. And it would give me the resources, it would give me the space I needed, it would give me everything I needed to just create what I could see is so clearly inside my mind, and to root in a way that made me feel safe. And it mattered to me because it was only 10 minutes away from my sister. It mattered to me because it brought me closer to my family. It's giving me space to not only be close to my family, but to host my family, to host my friends. I have space to do that. I have space to have summer barbecues if I want to. And just all of these things started to come out as reasons why it mattered to me. And when you know deep reasons why something matters to you, deep reasons why your dream of whatever career goal you have, or hobby that you're looking for, or dream life you're brewing up, when you have deeply rooted reasons why it matters to you, then that is kind of like the main ingredient that busts through your fear. And again, it's having the courage to root and sink yourself into those reasons that's going to allow you to overcome the fear. But here's the thing, I don't want to tie all of this up today with a pretty bow and make it seem like if you do these things, the fear is going to go away, because it won't. The trick to all of this is that when you catch the fear and you feel it, you have to do it anyway. You have to jump. And I literally have the cringiest, it's not cringy, I take that back actually, the coolest, but it's not my favorite placement, tattoo that I got when I was 18 years old. And yes, it was highly inspired by Taylor Swift. It literally says Fearless. And I got this word because genuinely I didn't even love the song Fearless by Taylor Swift, but I saw a quote from her once that was like, fearlessness is not, I might butcher this, fearlessness is not having no fear, it's feeling the fear and going ahead and doing it anyway. And I was like, yeah, wow, I need that in my life, because I am riddled with fear. So even if you go through this whole process, all of these journal prompts, all of your manifesting and dream boarding for 2021, which I plan on doing a vlog on soon, even if you do all of that and you're still feeling fear, that is so human and it is so normal. And the main ingredient that you can take out of all of this today, our entire chat, is to allow yourself to feel that fear. See it, name it, point it out, be like, I see you, But I'm going to still do this anyway. I'm still going for it. Even if it feels like fear is robbing you from certain experiences. Like I said, little tiny things like coming to see and doing a walkthrough and things like that and feeling that anxiety inside myself. I could understand that I'm only half here right now, but the half of me that is here is still absorbing this. And even though I still feel scared and worried and like I'm taking on so much by myself, I still just kept on going one step at a time, one little baby step. One little baby task at a time, one little thing that I could do that would bring me closer to getting what I was trying to achieve. And now I gotta do it all over again for 2021, but let me tell you, I'm hella excited because the more that you dream big and the more that you stop letting fear stop you, the bigger your dreams are gonna get and the better you're gonna get at going for your dreams, at going for it. Just literally being like, no fear, sorry, you're not stopping me today. You can get in the car, but you ain't taking the wheel. And then you just keep on going. The last little nugget of daily wisdom I'll leave you with today is I don't know. I feel like I'm gonna go on a personal tangent, so I apologize in advance, but I feel like it correlates to everything we're talking about today. But the more rooted and grounded you are within yourself, the easier it's going to be to reach higher, you know, kind of like a tree. The deeper the roots go in the tree, the taller the branches can grow. And I think I might just be personally projecting this a little bit, but maybe it'll apply to some of you guys that if you can feel more secure and confident within yourself, then you'll be able to reach bigger, dream bigger, and go for it. So all in all, I feel like the biggest ingredient isn't just feeling the fear and doing it anyway, but it's also the more sure of yourself that you are, the more confident boosting habits you create within yourself, and the more that you just feel comfortable in your own skin and comfortable in your own soul, I also think that's a huge ingredient in order to being able to dream big and not let fear stop you. So I don't know if that helps anyone, but I figured I'd tell you it anyway, because even just 48 hours here, I'm feeling more rooted than usual. And coming into 2021, I have so many ideas, guys, so many things that are going to bring us all so much closer together. And I'm so excited about it. So in the meantime, I'm going to wish you guys all the happiest of holidays, and I'll talk to all of you guys next Monday. Bye, guys.